WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, we're here each and every Monday at 6, whether you want us to be or not, because we've got to get you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information in and around the garage area. And, you know, no points to talk about this weekend. It was the All-Star Race. Now, thank goodness, Denny Hamlin's $1 million richer, but nothing moves in the points. Big win for Denny, I guess. Maybe you get a little bit of momentum, perhaps, for winning at the Monster Mile in Dover. But the All-Star Race, the midway of the regular season, is now past us, and we will look forward to the races coming up, the drivers who've got to turn it on in the second half. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the All-Star game, All-Star Race. You know what? Mixed reviews, mixed emotions about it being in Dover, and just how exciting it was. Did you tune in? What do other drivers think? So lots to get to, like we always do, but sit back, relax. It's going to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and sitting across from me, none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. What an outstanding, beautiful weekend, and we had some great NASCAR race. I wouldn't call it outstanding because Denny Hamlin did run away with it, but we had a great NASCAR weekend, and I noticed a moment ago before we're getting ready to go on the air that you look different today.
Have you noticed you look a little skinnier?
You look different. I think
probably a little bit.
You're looking a little jacked.
Oh, totally jacked. Ripped. I'm a week into this thing, baby.
You're looking jacked and swole.
You know what? You're going to make fun of me, and that's fine.
I'm not making fun of you.
Friday, I went and did my workout, and it was one of those, like, when you walk out of there, there's not a, like, I might as well have jumped in a swimming pool. That's about how wet I was. Like, I was beat. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, I was out in the yard working, baby, several hours.
Man.
Spreading pine mulch, cutting stuff, or pine mulch. I say not mulch, pine straw. Lifting bale. I mean, just essentially a mountain man, you know?
Yeah.
Just brawn.
Well, I'm glad you're getting a three-year head start.
So,
because when you turn 50, you're going to have needed a three-year head start.
Listen, I've still got two more weeks to be 11 days, actually, to be
11 Four, days
to
until
be 46. So
no, you'll be.
I turned 47, Braj.
I thought you were going to turn 48.
No, that's for old
47.
People. 47.
So you got three more years coming up.
I feel like I've got
50.
Three more years until I'm officially old. I think when you hit 50, like you're on the downhill side.
You definitely start looking at life a little different. I can promise you that.
But at 46, like the beer fest is this weekend, and you know, of course, I'll be there. Workouts be damned. And that's like my little birthday thing to myself.
And how many beers do you typically?
All of them. I mean, about as many as it'll give me.
How many is that?
It's a 2-hour race.
I was going to say, whatever you can do in 2 hours.
So, and I'm looking forward to that. But I still feel like I'm going to have, I feel like at 50, I don't know that I can do that.
Yeah, but see, you need to, while you're down there for that 2 hours, having enough beer for me, you, and about 10 other people, think about the fact you just went to the doctor, you're 10 pounds lighter than you were, say, 6 months ago, and you're trying to get rid of the man bod and the man boobs and have Mrs. Orr look at you a little different, a little sparkle in the old eye. And so don't mess it up by going down there and consuming all that beer water.
Okay.
So think about that while you're down there.
There was a lot to unpack in that whole thing. Number one.
That was a mouthful.
You know what? I still need a reason to live, so beer's still going to be there.
Oh, you have a reason every time you go home.
And then number two, there is not a... I don't think there's really... To get that sparkle in the eye?
Yeah.
I don't know, Sean.
It's just...
I don't know.
It's just not possible.
I don't know that there's like enough curls or enough... leg lifts or whatever it is to make something like that happen.
Well, you know, there could be. You need to give it a shot.
I think with Mrs. Orr.
When Mrs. Orr tells you, okay, you got some man boobs going on, that's when, you know, that's a wake-up call.
Here's the thing. I could walk in today and just be jacked.
Right.
Just ripped.
You're headed that way.
I could walk in there looking like that, and I'm still the guy that didn't pick up his shoes. Or that forgot to put his laundry away, or you know, whatever.
You just made her mad because you breathed.
Didn't
too hard.
Call the guy about the camera that he asked for. I mean, like, it does not matter.
Yeah.
So that's what I say. It just, you know, this is just so I'll feel better in life.
Let me give you a little piece of simple being a husband, a great husband 101. You know, I've learned a lot in my years of marriage. And have you ever tried, or have you ever done it where you have gotten Mrs. Orr's car and you went and filled it up with gas on Sunday evening so that when she got in her vehicle on Monday, she had a full tank of gas?
Yes, I most of the time make sure Mrs. Orr is taking care of her gas. But she works at home now, so it doesn't...
Doesn't get me
as many brownie points.
Well, I found that that's pretty effective, and I've recommended it to some other friends of mine, especially friends that their wives work too. And they've actually three different ones have came back to me and says, man, thanks for the advice. That shocked my wife, made her happy, and made her feel like that I looked at her very importantly.
Wow. So, that's a good one.
I just... want to be a blessing.
Yeah, you got to save these for our Valentine's show, because it's usually we do the opposite of what you say. But if you're gonna start giving out good,
I'm giving good advice today. But anyway, you're in the gym with a personal trainer 2 days a week. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I know.
You're just getting started, but you know, I can tell you're a little jacked, a little swole.
Well, you know,
more sore than anything
for us Spartans. I tell you what's funny is. When you're exercising with someone that knows what they're doing,
right? Mm-hmm.
Like a personal trainer, because you know, Sean, when you grow up, and you know, most of my weight training came from sports and all this, and you know, it's how much can you bench, how much can you squat, and all that's cool, but usually you just got some coach yelling at you, you know, grab that three sets of 10, let's go. Mm-hmm. But when you really sit there with somebody that knows, number one, the correct form. How the exercises work, how to get you to work on all those stabilizing smaller muscles that, you know, you don't work when you're just trying to throw up as much weight as you can, as quick as you can. It's amazing how hard some very, what I would consider lightweight activities become when you're doing them correctly and you're taking the time to engage everything. I have been very much humbled in what I think I can lift versus what I can lift correctly and a bunch.
Your form is crucial.
It's insane. It really is. Like, I keep going, this shouldn't be this hard.
There's nothing worse than seeing some, it's mainly with guys, seeing a guy in the gym that is doing sloppy form and especially lifting weight that he has no business
just
lifting.
Way too much, but just so he can go, oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's like jerking weight up. And usually... it's going to be the guys that are in their 20s, you know, the younger guys that are still trying
guys
to learn
don't,
and figure
don't
it
get
out.
Hurt.
But us old guys that are still in the gym after over three decades, we can recognize and then point it out very, very quickly. And you just kind of have to think to yourself, okay, he's going to learn. And sometimes if it's somebody that I feel like that will listen and not be bothered or offended that I'm giving them some advice, I'll comment to them about it. But more times than not, I just don't say anything.
Yeah. Guys, we don't like to be corrected. We know what we're, what by God doing. So
that's for sure. Hey, we got a class in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You, July the 11th at Erlinger Park. This is our sixth annual that is called the Slim Fit Showdown. And people that enter into that classification are people that have had life-changing results in their body, in their health, in their appearance. And if you will be in that, I will make sure that you have your registration covered. You've lost 10 pounds in the last 6 months. We could throw up your before picture. We're 50-something days to the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and then you could come out with the new Casey and show everybody that, man, look at me, and make Mrs. Orr proud.
Yeah, I feel like I'm probably a year away from needing to get up there on stage.
Yeah, but you can come out dressed however you want.
But
preferably, you know, shorts, a tank top, or, you know, shorts and maybe
and so
a shirt.
I'm looking at some of these. So I just show up dressed however I want, and then you put a picture of me when I'm fat behind me.
Yeah.
And you go, that used to be that guy.
And then the crowd goes wild. They think, man, and you inspire those in the audience that are maybe not where they need to be in their health and fitness journey. And, man, it makes a beautiful thing.
Yeah. You got to consider that's actually pretty good. Hey, y'all updated the website. There's some stuff going on here now.
Yeah.
There's things to look at.
Go to our Facebook page. Anybody out there listening, Facebook or Instagram, just search Chattanooga Fitness Expo. You can see a lot of before and after photos and all the things we're doing there. But anyway, thought that would be a great opportunity to mention the show. How was the weekend?
It was pretty good. I didn't play any golf. Didn't? Hey. I actually went to the Lookouts Friday night. First time in the new stadium.
I've been to the stadium just to visit.
Unreal.
For the show, but I've not been to a ball game there.
Man, A++. You know, I don't pay attention to the news, but I know that's been in the news a lot lately.
Oh, it's been in the news nonstop.
A++. It's kind of one of those things you walk around and you're like, wow, little old Chattanooga's got something this nice. So good job for everybody involved.
Where were your seats?
A friend of mine had like rented out a section where it's got like your own bartender. You had to pay for the drinks, but then all the food you wanted. And it was cool, man. It was awesome.
What kind of food?
Great. Hot dogs and burgers and cookies and drinks and stuff.
Huh.
But it was really cool. Thought it was awesome. You know, parking, they probably got to figure out before too long, but I get it. It's a process. It was really good. And then the rest of the time, working around the yard, man.
Did you see, if you're sitting behind home plate, as an example, and you look over to your right and you see the Coca-Cola, big Coca-Cola logo sign?
Yeah.
That's where we'll be having the Chattanooga Fitness
Expo. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Coca-Cola pattern shop. It's over 18,000 square feet. And that's where we'll be on July the 11th.
Well, it's very cool. And I will tell everyone, if you get a chance to go, because it's cool. You'll walk around. There's lots to do. I kept thinking, like, good for Chattanooga. This is awesome.
Oh, it is something that Chattanooga should be proud of. Rich Mazingo, the president, and all his entire staff have done an outstanding job and built really a super show place. And there's not many things you can do as a family. Say you're a family of four. That is not going to feel like you're robbing the bank, and that's one of the things you can do pretty affordably.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of fun, and then you know, around the house and just doing stuff like that. Didn't see you at Mass Sunday, but you know, I keep lighting candles for you.
Someday
you'll see the light.
I was working in the yard. Yeah, I wasn't able to make it, but maybe next weekend I'll make it down there.
You know, I'm just like your mom. All I can do is pray for you.
Hey, I can use it. I can use it. No doubt about that. Hey, we're going to be having our first installment or first segment tonight of Where Are They Now?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
you're going to do it, huh?
I mentioned that last week. So our driver tonight that's going to be showcased on Where Are They Now is Ryan Newman. So we're going
to. The Rocket Man.
I'm going to give you a little update on what's going on in his world and give you a little extra hint here. His daughter is coming up in the racing world, and I'll give you the lowdown on that. Also, too, in just a moment, we come back after the break, we're going to hear from Bubba Wallace and from Chase Elliott. Both those guys are going to share their opinion about the All-Star race. And we're going to start off with that tonight because I find it pretty interesting, and I'm interested in your thoughts And it's got me thinking, along with a lot of other NASCAR fans, that maybe things ought to be tweaked just a little bit more for the All-Star race. Or maybe we left Charlotte too soon. We'll get into all that and more as we continue. And we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. We're here each and every Monday at 6 right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Charlotte Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. During the break, talking a little bit of creatine with Sean Whitfield. I feel like I'm on the wrong podcast. I need to come visit you on one of your other ones.
Chattanooga Fitness Download.
So we can talk about, oh God, you know, those dudes got lots of opinions about creatine. All right. Anyway.
Sean, yeah, you need to do scoops of creatine. The gummies and the capsules, no, you're wasting your money.
Who doesn't want a gummy, though?
Well, yeah, if you want to feel like you're eating candy and you want to just waste your money, then, yeah, it's not going to hurt you. But I'm telling you, it's a waste of money. If you want to get the bang for your buck, you need to go up to Nutrition World, and they've got Nutribio,
Nutribio
is the brand of creatine. Go in there and get you a container of that. When you get up to the register, just say Matt10 for 10% off.
Matt10. Is that
Matt10?
Is that I know Sean Whitfield?
Well, Matt Davis is part of the Chattanooga Fitness Download with Darren Johnson and I. And Nutrition World is a sponsor of the Chattanooga Fitness Download. And they started, I don't know, it's been a year or longer ago. We started a 10% discount promo code for anybody that goes to Nutrition World and buys anything. Just tell them Matt10 at the register and you get 10% off.
Bingo. All right, talking about NASCAR, Denny Hamlin wins the All-Star race at Dover. And now we turn our attention towards one of the big races, Sean. We have got coming up this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600. So one of the big boys in all of racing. And after that, we go to Nashville, which I just saw the car that Bubba Wallace is going to drive. It's a throwback. It's going to be pretty cool. Then to Michigan, Pocono, and San Diego street course racing. All of that before NASCAR's in-season challenge and before we go back to broadcasting on TNT. Of course, Charlotte Motor Speedway will be Amazon's first race of the year. So,
yeah, we had Fox's last race.
Fox is done. Now we're going to go to Amazon. Then we're going to go to TNT. Then back to USA. Then finish an NBC. So, you got your NASCAR everywhere now,
Bob. I will always be a fan of Fox Sports with NASCAR, but I was very impressed with Amazon last year.
Did you see where someone tweeted that they did like some retrospective of Mike Joy or something, and some guy said this means that obviously Mike's not coming back. They're kind of prepping him. They're doing all this cool stuff of like, look how cool Mike Joy was. I can't remember how it went.
Mike's coming back next year.
Well, that's the thing, is the guy was like, this is proof that he's retiring at the end of the season. Or my sources say he's retiring at the end of the season. And then Mike Joy tweeted back like, you need to check your sources, bud. I'll be there.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Something like that. It was fun.
Yeah, Mike, there's been all this negative chatter on social media about Mike for the last couple of years that he needs to hang it up and that kind of thing. But
how old is Mike Joy?
I'd say he's in his late 70s.
76. And still broadcasting it out every day. So good for
him. You know, I need to reach out to Mike and invite him to be on the show. I had the opportunity to get to know and meet Mike back in the late 90s. He came up to me, 96, 97. I was overseeing a NASCAR Busch Series race at the old Nashville Fairgrounds. And Mike came up to me and introduced himself and told me he was in the race and fuel business too. New England Race Fuels. He was a business partner with a couple of guys. And we hit it off and we stayed in touch. And used to, back all the way up till 2004, when I was involved in NASCAR, he and I would get together and have dinner from time to time, but we've lost touch. I enjoyed getting to know him, and I've always thought he was one of the best TV broadcasters that we've ever had in the sport.
He's the voice of NASCAR to me.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, when you – there's a whole generation that when football's on, you know, John Madden's always going to be the guy. And a lot of that has to do because we all played the same video games, and he was so synonymous with that. When it comes to basketball, you know, Marv Albert and some – there's a bunch of others that have called games that you hear that voice and you think that sport – college football. I mean, Gary Danielson I've gone blank, but hearing them call SEC games, like all of a sudden you'd hear his voice at 3 o'clock on a Saturday and you knew exactly what was happening. Mm-hmm. Mike Joy is that to me, NASCAR. Absolutely. And, you know, yes, I still miss all the other guys. I still miss boogity, boogity, boogie, let's go racing. But when you hear Mike Joy talking of just being the guy that ties it all together and steering the ship, that is NASCAR racing to me.
I totally agree. The announcer in the sport out of the four networks that are carrying the NASCAR Cup Series, that is my least favorite, and it's nothing about him personally.
You hate his voice because he's foreign.
I just can't
Which
get
is
in.
It's crazy. He's so good.
I just can't get into Diffie with NBC Sports as the guy doing play-by-play for NASCAR. It just is not a fit.
I don't understand. I think he's so good. And across the board, everybody likes him.
He's great in the Olympics. He's great in other things in NBC Sports. But he's just not a fit for NASCAR. And I just...
According to you,
I don't dislike the guy. I'm sure he's a great guy to hang out with, but it just doesn't work for me. The All-Star race yesterday, there's been some mixed reviews about it. Didn't feel as all-starish.
All-starry.
There's been mixed reviews about, well, you know, it was during the day. It didn't seem to have the festive environment that we remember.
Didn't have the juice.
That's a good way to put it.
Didn't have the sizzle.
Didn't have that festival excitement atmosphere that we remember the All-Star race having in the days at Charlotte. I think the fact that it's not ran at night at the moment is something that doesn't work in NASCAR's favor. We couldn't run it at night at Dover because there's no lights at Dover. So if we continue to keep it at Dover for another year or two, and it does look like it's going to be back there next year, you just have to accept it is what it is. But I heard some comments from the media center, and so keep in mind the quality of this audio is coming from the media center. There's a variety of things going on in there. It's a little bit noisy, but I've got a piece of audio that we're going to hear in just a few seconds. First, it's going to be with Bubba Wallace, and Bubba Wallace is going to share his thoughts and opinion about the All-Star race. And I thought I felt like he did it a very nice job in explaining his view on it. Then immediately after that, we're going to hear from Chase Elliott. So we'll hear this audio, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Here's Bubba Wallace.
What do you think NASCAR ideally should do with this weekend, this All-Star weekend?
Go back to Charlotte. I woke up Monday and I'm like, where are we racing at? So, it's Dover. Oh, it's All-Star. Doesn't feel like All-Star week. That sucks. You know, I think from a fan standpoint now, the All-Star hasn't been anything like it has been back in the heyday. I know that. I was a part of it indirectly when All-Star Weeks was around. We did Speed Street and all that stuff. Like, that was super cool. Obviously, that died down, and I think we were like, well, it's changing. We gotta stick with the change and follow that and move it around, and didn't mind that it was at North Wilkesboro. But bringing it here to Dover, Dover is one of my favorite racetracks to drive on. It's one of the coolest racetracks ever.
Yeah.
I don't have anything bad to say about Dover besides the racing itself. That's just the product of what we have and what we have to deal with, and I know we're bringing in a whole new package, you know, this weekend and doing the resin deal, and I'll stay on the fence about how Sunday will go, but we'll see. But it just doesn't feel like All-Star weekend. It doesn't feel like, to me, it just feels like another race weekend, right? And so I'm like having to tell myself that this weekend doesn't really matter. Let's just go out and try new things, different things, and I don't know. It's just like, blah. And I hate that. I hate that for the sport. I hate that, you know, for the fans. Like, we need to have some fun interaction, like All-Star type vibes. And we just don't get that here, unfortunately.
I don't know. I think the All-Star race is a healthy thing to do. I kind of think of it like in baseball terms. I don't know. It's just different, right? Because we're all, you know, like we're all racing this weekend. You know, I do think that was one cool part about the All-Star race in years past was, like, you had to have done something in the prior year or had won a championship or, you know, something to kind of qualify you, much like the, you know, what was it, the Bud Shootout back in the day. Like, you had to have a Bud Pole, you know, the year before to be in it, you know, and that was a cool thing. So I kind of like that aspect of it where you have some neat way to get in. It feels to me like an All-Star race should be on a Saturday night. I think it should be under the lights, which I understand we don't have those here, so you know, certainly get that, but it does seem to me like maybe a night race would fit it well, just from an entertainment standpoint. Yeah, so I'm cool with an All-Star race. I like having some you know, unique way to get in, and I think it should be under the lights somewhere.
There you have it. So that's Chase Elliott, second.
Yeah, and
before
Bubba
that
Wallace.
Was Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. So that's their thoughts and opinion about the All-Star race. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear what Casey Orr thinks. If he agrees with any one of those comments that we just heard, and then I'm also going to share my thoughts and opinion on that. And we encourage you listeners out there that are joining us today to sort of think about that for a moment. Maybe this is something that you haven't even thought about so far until maybe now. And we'd be curious to get everybody's thoughts on that, or at least everybody give this some consideration. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow morning at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download, or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Every moment I'm awake, I'm clinging on to hope, and I feel so low, but I'm dealing.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Well, Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed and getting you ready for the next NASCAR race and recapping what happened and telling you what's going on in and around the garage area. A little bit of everything, really. And we've already talked about the All-Star race, continuing to talk about that. But soon, I guess the precursor of all this is we are getting ready for the Coca-Cola 600, one of the crown jewels in the NASCAR racing season. You know, we always talk about the Kentucky Derby and how that's like your chance to win the Triple Crown, but that's one of the big ones. And then we just had the Preakness, and now the Belmont Stakes coming up. It's not a big deal this year because whoever won the Kentucky Derby didn't even run in the Preakness. And so people lose a lot of a lot of attention is lost because there's nobody going for the Triple Crown.
And then you talk about the, what, four majors in the PGA?
And then you got four majors in the PGA, and four and a half because a lot they're trying to get five majors and start counting the players as a major. In NASCAR, as well, I don't know, we've always gone four just because it's the round, it's the number, but it's always hard to come up with that fourth one. And so do we just stick to three? But you've got Daytona, you've got the Coca-Cola 600, and you've got the Brickyard, right?
That's what a lot of people consider.
But, I mean, and then
it was I think all this is backwards.
It was always a fight for the fourth one. Like, well, is it the Bristol Night Race, or is it the Southern 500? Is it
Bristol and Darlington's Talladega. Always big contenders, and Talladega.
But you know, it almost seems like the Brickyard's lost so much of its luster over the last 10 years or so.
I
don't know. Is there such thing as a NASCAR major that, you know? And I would say that I guess what I'm saying is Coca-Cola 600 is the second biggest race of the year now, because it seems like all the other ones have kind of.
I don't think it winning one of the so-called majors is as big a deal in the sport as it used to be. You used to hear drivers really focus and comment on that. You don't hear much of that anymore. And another thing, when I think about those races, the Brickyard and the Coca-Cola 600 is two of my least favorite. And here's why. The Coca-Cola 600 is way too long. It takes forever.
But that's kind of part of the cool. It starts at daytime. It ends at
very, yeah, I know, but I'm not interested in a marathon. I mean,
that's what the ladies have always said about you.
Yeah, but to sit there and just see, in most cases, nonstop green flag racing.
Yes, now that does get a little.
I mean, I struggle to stay awake for a movie,
but
much less 4 or 5 hours of the Coca-Cola 600.
Hey, just got a text. Mrs. Orr's tuned in and listening, so just be careful with all those mean things you say about her most of the time. I'll be here to defend her. But think about, okay, let's go back. I think it was 09, 07. Casey Mears, right? He won the Coca-Cola 600, his only win, and it was one of the big races in NASCAR. And that was one of those that you literally didn't know which car was going to have enough gas to get around. Mm-hmm. And it was extremely compelling and extremely exciting. Now, you know, they break it up with stage racing. That doesn't really happen now. But I think the endurance race portion, or the endurance race part of it, I still think, because it's the only time we do it, I still think there's an allure there. And it does go forever.
I mean, I get it. I know where you're coming from. But personally, it's one of my least favorites. And I've always been a little disappointed that that's one of the ones that's considered the crown jewel. However, that is the reality of things. I mean, so I'm not saying that's not the case. The other thing that I have always had a problem with is the fact that the Brickyard's considered one. No question about it. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway has got history and traditions like none other. The inaugural Brickyard was in 1994. Jeff Gordon was a winner. I remember it well because I was there. But the Brickyard is one of the most embarrassing places for NASCAR to go for several reasons. Number one, nobody shows up. I mean, just think about it. That Speedway seats over 300,000 people. And NASCAR has 60, 70,000 people in attendance. And it's only about 6 weeks before that IndyCar's there, and they've got the place packed out with over 300,000 people, capturing major attention on national television. And so I'm thinking, okay, NASCAR, let's sort of walk away quietly from Indianapolis, because every time we go to Indianapolis, we're going to be compared to the Indy Racing League. And that's not a fight we want to have when it comes to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, because we not only are going to lose, but we're going to lose in a miserable fashion.
So what you're saying is, since we're NASCAR and we are the big dogs in motorsports, which we are in America, period, why show up to a place that you're always going to get treated like second fiddle?
Well, it's just a proven fact that we are second fiddle, because look how many people show up. I don't think it's flattering or makes it. It doesn't look good for the sport, because that's usually when you're going to have writers or people in the media to get their negative story in. Look, NASCAR is going downhill. It was only 60 or 70,000. The stands look empty on television. But yet, when you look at the Indy Racing League there, Memorial Day weekend, there's not an empty seat when they span across the television. I've just never been a fan of that. And I remember back when Goodyear had all the tire problems at Indy. You remember that?
That did create one of the random moments.
That's when it began in my mind that this is a track that we as NASCAR probably shouldn't be at.
Juan Pablo Montoya was supposed to, I mean, he had the win in hand, and then he spun or did something stupid, and it was totally his fault. I remember that.
Yeah.
I like the Brickyard because of the historical, and it made sense when we first started going there because it was a big deal, but it just becomes less and less of a big deal. And at the end of the day, it's not great racing. So fix that, and I think you fix the other stuff.
Nothing looks worse than to turn on the television, especially if you're a casual NASCAR fan, and it looks like nobody's there.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when NASCAR goes to Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So I would love to see society, the NASCAR nation, gradually pull away from the Coca-Cola 600 and from the Brickyard 400. And let's bring in Bristol. Let's bring in some Darlington. Let's bring in some Talladega. Maybe, I don't know, let's throw a road course in there. We've got our fair share of road courses now. In NASCAR, the road course world deserves representation in being considered the crown jewel. So it's an interesting debate. Let's talk for a moment. Before we went into break, we heard from Bubba Wallace and from Chase Elliott on their thoughts regarding the All-Star race at Dover. I thought Bubba Wallace explained himself very well. What do you think?
First, as far as his explanation, a little surprised Bubba Wallace went that hard about him not liking it and how there was no atmosphere.
Yeah.
That seems like something NASCAR probably doesn't want you to say. Mm-hmm. And so I guess good for Bubba, because I wouldn't think he's the guy that has the cachet to say that. That being said,
I love it when a driver has no filter.
I mean, sometimes people ask your opinion and you give it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will have to agree. I think there was a lot of excitement initially around moving the All-Star race around. Sounded like a cool idea, right? If we move the All-Star race around the country, people will all get a chance to experience it. And we started doing it. And I think one of the things that everyone forgot, and I was always a proponent, and always thought this is what made the All-Star race special, is most every shop is based out of North Carolina, and especially the Charlotte area.
Very true.
The season is a long grind. This was their spring break, so to speak, but we're just going to have a race while we're there as well.
There are 400 or 500 employees and their families come out.
And it did, there was some juice, there was some cachet, there was some excitement about it, because you felt like it was everybody's chance to show off in front of their friends from home. It's everybody's home.
In front of the home crowd.
It's everybody's home.
Home field.
And this is a sport. There's no such thing as home field advantage except there, and it's everybody's. Mm-hmm. And I think we forgot that.
Yeah. I was for moving the All-Star race around when NASCAR was pondering that idea. And then, you know, later on, as years go along, they made that decision. But I think we've tried it, and I'm not so sure I'm a fan of moving it around. There was different things about Charlotte that made it kind of special. It was more of a festive event, especially in pre-race, with all the entertainment. And, of course, Charlotte Motor Speedway has always done an outstanding job in being a form of entertainment more than just cars going around a racetrack, which they do an outstanding job with the Coca-Cola 600 as far as tying it to all of our men and women that serve our country. I think NASCAR at least needs to move this race back to a night race, give it more of a festive celebration type feel. I think the format needs to be adjusted. I'm not real pleased with that. It's a 200 lap, 200 mile race. Maybe there needs to be some tweaks there. And then the fact that there's 26 cars racing in the All-Star race. I think that's too many drivers. I think they need, we've got average 36 drivers a race or weekend racing during the normal season. I think we ought to have at least only half the field that makes the All-Star race. I think it needs to be more special than what it is. I think the special feeling's sort of gone away.
But I do think it's an exhibition. So I'm okay with more people being out there getting to be part of the exhibition. I just think this was a very ho-hum effort, if that makes any sense. And maybe it'll be different at a different place next year, but I think we definitely learned Delaware is not the place for the all. A midday Delaware is not the place for the All-Star race.
But I do think, NASCAR has already said, Speedway Motorsports has already said that they will be back in Dover this next year. I'm assuming that's for the All-Star race. Say, for example, maybe Atlanta got the All-Star race. Well, it's possible that whoever gets the All-Star race is going to lose a points race. Could lose two points races if they're a track that's got two dates. So there's certainly a trade-off for a track that's got to be into consideration, is looking at it from a business perspective, that you've got to be willing to make and accept if, in fact, you do have the All-Star race. Before we have to head to break, if you had your pick of the next track to get an All-Star race, where would it be?
I think you take it back to Charlotte, or you send it to someplace big like Dallas, Texas. Something like that. Or selfishly Atlanta. But
Dallas,
that,
Texas.
That doesn't make a lot
of
sense.
That's interesting.
Well, Texas Motor Speedway. It's just big. It's Texas.
Hmm.
I think it you can make a big deal out of that.
I don't necessarily disagree with the Charlotte. I'm sort of surprised about Texas just because Texas Motor Speedway, the fire and attendance and the energy of that track has seemed to gone away a little bit over the years. That's one of the reasons why we've got a road course there now. And Texas Motor Speedway only has one race date, but it's an interesting conversation nonetheless. If I was going to have a pick, I'd say Bristol. I think Bristol would be a good place to go.
I think just
move it back to Charlotte.
I think Bristol, where you could really beat and bang and it wouldn't matter. Almost mm-hmm. tell everyone to bring their backup car and let's put on a show. I would be down for that.
It would be nice to see Bristol Motor Speedway more than 50% field. And I don't know if the All-Star race would do that or not, but I remember the days when that racetrack was sold out or near sold out, 150,000 screaming NASCAR fans. All right, time for us to take a break. We come back, we will share the results quickly of the All-Star race and get you ready for this weekend's race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600. We got that and more as we continue from the Nook of Dentistry studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the convention center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Congratulations, Denny Hamlin. You are $1 million wealthier because of his win at the All-Star Race. Other than that, pretty much stays the same. Points are the same. Standings are the same. But good run for old Denna.
Well, he's not quite a million. He's going to be sharing a portion of that with Joe Gibbs. And he said in Victory Lane that he's going to... probably give that as a gift to his mama.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a nice son.
Hey, mama.
Nice little gift to be passed along to mom.
Half a million.
We got a lot of territory to cover in just the final few minutes of today's show. Of course, Denny Hamlin got the win. Chase Briscoe came in second. Teammate. So second place got $100,000. The winner got $1 million. So that's $1.1 million that went to Joe Gibbs Racing. Third, Eric Jones. Fourth, Austin Dillon, and fifth is Connor Zillage.
Other drivers of note, well, I mean, you know all of them because they're in the All-Star race. William Byron, seventh, Alex Bowman, ninth, Keselowski, 10th, You know, it just doesn't matter once you get this far. Kyle Busch managed to finish in the top 20 when there's only 26. And Kyle Larson, the worst run of everybody, finishes 26. You know, but that's the
thing. Him and Joey both ended up in an accident.
If you're going to screw up, go ahead and screw up in the All-Star race when it just doesn't matter. Tyler Reddick had the ACM Awards / Pinnacle Toyota.
I'm going to share where are they now. Our driver today is Ryan Newman. Ryan Newman is racing part-time in the NASCAR Wheeling Modified Tour and other short track events around the United States, competing in special events like the famous Little 500 in Indiana. He occasionally makes NASCAR-related appearances at select race starts. He returned briefly to the Cup Series with Rick Ware Racing in 2023. After stepping away from full-time competition, he's spending a lot more time mentoring and racing along his daughter, Brooklyn Newman, who is beginning her own racing career, remaining involved in grassroots racing, especially the modified racing in the Northeast. Brooklyn Newman is beginning to build a serious grassroots racing resume and has become increasingly visible on short track racing along with modified. She is competing in 2025 and 2026 in the Outlaw Dirt Micros, the Wing Micro Sprint Racing 602 Crate Modifieds, and Select Smart Modified events. Her nickname is Rocket Woman because of her father being the famous Rocket Man.
Can we not be any more creative than that?
And
why not Rocket Girl? That sounds cooler.
Rocket Woman. She's 15 years old, too. And it is expected that there's a possibility that this year or next year that she could be running in some select ARCA series races. So she could be our first woman to come into the NASCAR truck series, O'Reilly Auto Parts series, or Cup series in the future.
Remember when Ryan got really banged up a couple years ago?
That was at Daytona.
There was a picture of him like walking out of the hospital holding his daughter's hand. I wonder if that was her.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has more than one kid.
I think he's got two daughters, but I'm sure it was one of them. That horrific crash was the Daytona 500 in 2020.
So you and I, we've had Ryan on the program before.
We have.
Our old buddy Chris Van Dyke was a big Ryan Newman guy.
Remember that
girl he was dating?
Yeah.
When Ryan Newman come over to get interviewed, and we're all like, oh, you know.
It's almost like Chris worshiped Ryan Newman, and yeah, he just shut down on us.
And then we're interviewing Ryan Newman, and then his girlfriend. Like, so when you're in the... And people don't know, when you're in the media area,
and you're in the NASCAR garage area,
or especially the media center, there is no fandom. There is no like, oh, can I get your autograph, sir? Oh, can I get a picture with you? It's kind of the unspoken rule, but it may even be spoken. Like, you don't do that.
It's all of the above.
You're there for business.
And you're not only asked to leave, you're escorted out.
Yeah, like you're and you don't get to come back. So we're sitting there interviewing Ryan Newman and his girlfriend at the time. Once they start doing it, out of her purse, I don't know, you remember this? She just pulls a Ryan Newman flag out and just holds it up and starts jumping around like she's in the crowd. And everyone's like, And Chris was sitting there trying to enjoy his favorite driver. And he looks over and one of those dad faces like, stop that right.
Well, they
that
had
was
already,
so good.
They already had intention going on between them earlier in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sure for something. But
yeah,
that was great.
Had their challenges.
That was great.
Yep, those were some days at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Hacker Van Hoosel, man, I miss that guy.
All right, so we are headed to Charlotte this weekend for, as Casey Orr would say, one of the crown jewels of the sport, the Coca-Cola 600. So, are you feeling like it's going to be a favorite?
Who knows? This is one of them. It'll be a big team. You know, it's got Tyler Reddick written all over it. This is
I wouldn't disagree with that.
I think he's got a chance to win this, and he may just do it.
I think this could be Denny Hamlin's year to finally win a championship. I expect him to be on a roll and continue to do well. However, I think I'm going to go with
Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace.
I'm gonna go with Bubba Wallace.
There you go.
I'd like to see it. It'd be cool to watch him get a big win.
As my pick. So who's your pick?
I'm going to go Tyler Reddick. Why not? Just continue to pull a Harvick and win every race you can from here on out.
Last piece of NASCAR news. NASCAR has reported that there's a possibility that they will be back doing road course racing in downtown Chicago.
Cool.
The street course in 2027.
I like it.
They're going to be going back to Joliet to Charlotte or Chicago track out there for this year on the schedule, but could be back downtown in the major city of Chicago in 2027.
I think it's a good thing.
I do too. All right, any final words, sir?
Have a great week. Let's talk some consequential races when we get back. What do you say?
I agree. And of course, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, to bring you all the latest NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.